Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So a lot of stuff going on as we chalk and as we move and as we groove. And yesterday, if you were hanging out here during our main story, we briefly spoke over a short period of time. And we spoke about being a question architect. Yeah, a question architect. And how our question can lead to other questions, and how sometimes answers can lead to other questions and other answers, and kind of drive forward in regards of what is going on. Now, I want you to think about this, because this is going to be another one for today. And today we're going to talk about decision architects. And you're sitting there probably going, am I just obsessed with architects so far this week? And the answer will be no. It comes from the whole standpoint of this. When you are going through decisions, you know how when you interact with someone on a sale, how you interact with someone in regards to something going on within the organization, you have the figurehead person that will normally talk to you, but maybe they are not the quote-unquote decision maker. But what they are is a person that is, we'll say quote-unquote, as the buffer in between the two. So let's talk about decision architects. They are the people that normally drive the force behind everything that is going on. And normally, you will realize that when you are having a conversation with such person, they tend to use some different wordings. It's not about I will decide, or when I come up with, or me and all these other things. They are the person that uses the different pronouns as we, us, in regards of what is going on. They always try to play the factor that they are not the person that is, we'll say, quote unquote, important on regards of making the decisions. And you can normally catch these things by the way that they actually answer questions and the way that they're using their verbal skills in regards of moving forward. I don't know why it works out in that fashion. It just does. So when you have the opportunity to interact with these people and interact in regards of what needs to be done in regards of decisions being made, this is something that you need to look a factor into, because this plays such a heavy portion into when you get into an organization and you're trying to drive safety forward. If you are able to catch this and able to look at it, maybe it will drive things forward within the organization in regards to helping you drive that safety program or those safety acknowledgments of the things that you're trying to accomplish. I'm telling you, if you look at those minor key factors, it's normally those people that talk about I and talk about themselves in the third person. Yes, I am the Jay Allen. Yeah, those are the ones that you need to probably say, okay, it's not probably going to be as important in regards to them making a decision as you getting that decision driven. I'm telling you this because there's key nuances that people will do because they don't want other people to feel that there is a level of importance on how they are able to determine what needs to go on within the organization. I will tell you that by doing this, I have come to the realization many, many times over that when you want to drive something forward inside of an organization, you have to find the person who is the cheerleader inside of the organization that can help drive things forward. Just the way that it works. Don't know why it works that way, but it does. So with that being said, do you know who the decision architects are inside of your organization? Do you know the ones that have the ear of the person that runs the joint? That you know that they have to have the buy-in for things to occur? Because it happens in every organization. It almost happens in every relationship as well. So some things to think about as we are talking. So think about that one today, because that one's going to probably be a pretty interesting one when it's all said and done.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.